organic life forms on our planet. Restoring our unalienable rights and preserving our planet will require that we, the people, understand what has happened and learn how to my name is Al Whitney. Welcome to In Defense of Humanity on this 15th day of April 2017. This program is about helping people reawaken to the wonderful qualities of our own species while accepting and understanding that the current corporate commercial legal structure, both government and business is built upon, is actively seeking to take control of most organic life forms on our planet. Restoring our unalienable rights and preserving our planet will require that we, the people, understand what has happened and learn how to empower ourselves as living men and women. Much of the information discussed on this show can be found on my website, anticorruptionsociety.com. If you need to remind yourself why humanity is worth defending, please read and enjoy the In Defense of Humanity page listed at the top of my website. I'd like to make new listeners aware that there is a free People's Empowerment Guide to our corporate commercial legal system on my website, and it's called Lawfully Yours. It is a collaboration of many men and women in the legal accountability movement. You can locate it by clicking on the Lawfully Yours tab at the top of the Anti-Corruption Society homepage. Our guide has been viewed thousands of times since it was posted 2 years ago, and it's now in its 9th edition. We keep adding to it as more info and ideas come to our attention. This guide contains valuable strategies for challenging the non-existent authority of our corporate government. Well, tonight I had two topics I'd like to share some information on. One of them was I did watch two episodes of a documentary that was made by Ty Bollinger, and we had a caller last week who reminded us it was going to be available for free online, and I managed to watch episode 1 and 3. The name of the documentary is The Truth About Vaccines. There's been a lot of really good documentaries about vaccines and the truth about vaccines. This one has good information, and it does have a little bit different twist because it has several physicians talking about their experience as they try to vary from the vaccine schedule, as they become more and more aware that what's going on in the CDC vaccine schedules is actually harming their patients. And as they become aware, they have to grapple with that. And one of the physicians grappled with it by altering the schedule and spreading them out and got in trouble. Okay. Another physician was attempting to do the same thing, and she got in trouble as well. Now, I don't think either one of them lost their license, but the powers that be don't want them spreading out these vaccines. The powers that be are still covering up the fact that vaccines are doing a lot of harm. A lot of children are being injured. Autism has skyrocketed, and the documentary does a great job exposing all of that. So if you're new to the topic of vaccines in the United States and mandatory vaccines and vaccine schedules and all of that and the dangers of vaccines, I do recommend that you try to watch this, The Truth About Vaccines. Although it is extremely long, I'm not sure I'm going to be able to make through the whole thing, but nevertheless, any episode you see, I'm sure has good information. The ones I watch were an absolute confirmation of what I've experienced this past winter with this concept of standard of care. And that is all over the system. That has been brought in over many, many years. The medical board defines a standard of care. At first, it was the standard that most physicians would agree to. It may still be that, but if you've got big pharma selling the doctors and CDC selling the doctors on the glories of vaccines, and that's what was brought out in The Truth About Vaccines, is that from the time they go into residency, they're told this tale over and over and over and over again, to the point that when a patient brings it up a question about the safety of vaccines, the doctor can't deal with it at all. So most doctors would probably support, in fact, I'm pretty sure that it's already there, this vaccine schedule as a standard of care. Now, this past winter, I think I've said that I had a close family relative who was extremely ill. And as this situation goes on and this family member gets better, I become absolutely more aware of this concept of standard of care and more aware of the physician's unwillingness to listen to patients' objections about the care that they're given. If it's standard of care, most physicians won't even hear the patient's objections. That not only applies to the vaccine concept, it applies to other treatments, tests, medications that the physician may prescribe for the patient. So what I became aware of is, and I think the listeners, most of them may be familiar with the fact that the whole cholesterol song and a dance is nothing more than a song and a dance. And Hannah Yosef, you might want to write that down if that's news to you. Physician Hannah Yosef, Yosef, and her husband wrote two books about this outrageous scam regarding cholesterol and statin drugs. The bad news is it's so entrenched in the medical system that it is going to be difficult to resist both the blood work and the medications. Now, this individual that I was talking about survived a cardiac incident, and it was severe, but survived it. And then it was recommended that he attend a cardiac rehab program. And for those who are unaware of that, I mean, I just learned about that last week. They're all over the country. And these doctors are recommending anytime you have a heart attack or a heart problem that you attend this 12-week cardiac rehab program. And so I got the information about it to see what it was. Turns out that it's some physical therapy to try to get your, you know, get you back in condition, or in condition possibly for the first time in a long time. But also there's an educational component to it. The program lasts 12 weeks. If you sign up, you have to go for the whole deal. To get admitted into the program, you have to agree to have a blood test. And one of the items on the blood test is a lipid panel to see what your cholesterol is. Okay? So right then, you're into that whole scam just by attending this. Now, I can guarantee you that they're going to have dietary recommendations about low cholesterol diets and all kind, and it's across the country, people. This whole cholesterol scam is across the country. It's accepted as standard of care. So once you figure out that cholesterol is a scam, and once you read Hannah's work, or even go online, do a search for her name, Hannah Yosef, and you will find interviews that she and her husband have done exposing this and how dangerous it is. Because the statin drugs, according to Hannah, and she's done excellent research, the statin drugs move the cholesterol out of the blood, but then it forces them into an abnormal situation into the tissues, causing all kinds of harm. So when you have a blood test, it looks like, oh, the drug's working, his cholesterol's down. Well, no, it just forces them into the tissue. So it's dangerous. In actuality, according to Hannah, you go on statin drugs, your health will just gradually get worse and worse and worse and worse until you are no longer around. That's how dangerous the statins are. So it was disheartening to discover that the standard of care across the board is now cholesterol studies, especially if you go into these programs. And I would wager a guess most physicians are going to want to do a cholesterol test, lipid study. And I would probably guess that most physicians are going to want to put you on statins. So dealing with this family member, I thought about this and I'm thinking, how do we deal with this when they're all indoctrinated? We've got the same problem with vaccines. They're all completely indoctrinated into this concept that vaccines are safe and effective and everybody should be vaccinated. And they're also indoctrinated into this concept that cholesterol causes atherosclerosis and you need to have a low cholesterol diet. You need to be on statin drugs. In fact, some people have gotten wind of the fact Big Pharma would like everyone on statin drugs so that we're all equally sick. So thinking about those two issues, they're both standard of care, I might add, both the statin drugs, I believe, and the vaccine program, we've got a problem, in my opinion, and I'm going to ask callers to chime in and tell me what you think. I see a big problem here because the doctors are being pressured to do standard of care, and indeed, if they violate standard of care and someone reports them, they can lose their license for violating standard of care. People don't realize it. That's how much power the system now has over your physician. So if he wants to continue to make a living and he's going to try to buck the system, in my opinion, he's going to need something more than just you saying, no, thank you, doctor. I don't wish to take a statin drug. No, thank you, doctor. I don't need a vaccine or I don't need a cholesterol test. Now, these are very real problems for a lot of people. How do we deal with these doctors when they're programmed to inflict harm on us and don't know it? I don't believe they understand it. I don't believe they want to know it, actually. So thinking about what to do with this person who's very, very close relative, who's going to probably within the next month be pressured into having blood work. And at that point, there may be a strong arm effort to get this man to take statin drugs. So looking around, I found that there is such a thing as patients' rights. And I also discovered that the American Hospital Association on their website has a a little booklet that's given to anyone. I mean, you go online, it may be printed out and given to people who enter the hospital voluntarily. Obviously, it's not going to be given to you in the emergency department. But it talks about the caring of patients and patient responsibility. And unlike the second page, it talks about the responsibility of the medical profession to provide the ability for the patient to know, have informed consent. That would be, the patient would be informed as to the risks and benefits of the treatment. There would be questions asked and answered, and the term informed consent would apply. So knowing that, and all of the listeners, I'm sure, believe if you're going to encounter anything with the medical profession, you want to continue to have your patient right of informed, be informed, and consent. They can't do it without your consent, meaning you want to be the one to weigh the benefits and the risks, since it is your body that will suffer from the risks and enjoy the benefits. There is no one else better positioned to make that decision. You're going to have to be the one to suffer whatever side effects, and you're going to have to be the one to see that the drugs are purchased and to take them, et cetera, et cetera. So it's critical that we all understand we cannot let the doctors dictate to us as if we don't have an investment. You know, we're their patient. They're going to tell their patients what to do. That there are a lot of doctors, and we ran into them in the last several months, that believe that's how the system should work. We should respect the doctor. If the doctor tells us to take something, we take it. We can ask a few questions, but we certainly can't say no. Okay, so understanding this problem and being reminded of it when I watched that documentary, I decided it was time to come up with another notice, okay? I'm going to read this to you, and it will be available. I can put it on the website with tonight's program if you want a copy of it, or you can write your own. And all it is, when you go into hospitals, they have patients' rights. Well, they're pretty pitiful. They sound good, but they're pretty pitiful. So this idea is to have John Doe declare his own patients' rights, okay? At the top of the paper, it's going to say, John Doe's Declaration of Patient Rights. Okay, so I'm going to read it out loud, and we're going to use it. I'm going to advise this person use it, and my family, they read it, and they said, good idea. That gives them the freedom to say no to treatments that they or tests that they don't feel are valuable and they don't feel are safe. So this document will be put into practice in my household with someone in my family in the very near future. Okay, John Doe's Declaration of Patients' Rights. I'm going to read it now. Please insert the following statement into my medical record. As the patient in our doctor-patient relationships, I am entitled to the right of informed consent to make an informed decision regarding the tests, treatment, or medication I receive. I need to know both the benefits and the risks. This would include the side effects or potentially serious adverse reactions of any medication, including vaccines, that you might prescribe. I also reserve the right to seek a second opinion at any time. My refusal of any test, treatment, or medication should not be documented as me being non-compliant or uncooperative, but as me deciding the benefits don't outweigh the risks. You can use this declaration to defend against any accusations of failure to adhere to the current, quote, standard of care. Okay, finish up after the short break.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back to Defense of Humanity. Hi, I'm Al Whitney, and we're talking about John Doe's Declaration of Patient Rights. It's only 166 words, and I think it's fairly simple to understand. I think even a physician might understand it. Okay, so now we're back at the bottom of this little document, addressing the physician himself. Remember, he's the one in the cooker regarding standards of care. You can use this declaration to defend against any accusation of failure to adhere to the current, quote, standard of care, unquote, if I decide to refuse treatment considered to be, quote, standard of care, unquote. For your protection, keep a copy of this declaration in your personal office files. And at the bottom, it's to be signed by the patient and dated. Now, giving a lot of thought, why would he want to keep that in his files? Because if they ever go after him, this document is all he needs to protect himself or herself by bringing it out and saying, I was working with this patient and this patient reserved the right to be informed and to consent or not to whatever treatment I was prescribing. And the patient knew this was standard of care and the patient said no. So I cannot force a patient to take any medication, as you know. He can't. They can't. You can refuse anything. But this way, you're not going to go into the chart that you are just being uncooperative. This is the only protection I can think you have and the only protection he has, because if you go back and you look at the piece we put up, oh my gosh, that was in 2016 in March, and the article on the anticorruptionsociety.com website is Honest Physicians Prove That Evidence-Based Medicine is a Fraud. We did an article there written by a retired heart surgeon by the name of Dr. Donald Miller, who wrote an article called Modern Medicine at the Crossroads that was published in the Journal of American Physicians and Surgeons in the fall of 2015. He exposed this standard of care and evidence-based medicine and what it was all about. It's an amazing article. I recommend everyone read it because he talked about the government coming in. He talked about how they put incentives everywhere. He did an excellent job, and he started his career when they brought in Medicare. So he watched as the government came into the field of medicine and started regulating everything. But what I really was impressed with is when he talked about what's standards of care, he named 4 items. And that's what I've been talking about tonight. I'm going to read you just a section from his article, Modern Medicines at the Crossroads. State-sanctioned paradigms in the biomedical science that have gained the status of dogma and are not to be questioned include cholesterol and saturated fats cause coronary artery disease, mutations in genes cause cancer, a retrovirus called HIV causes AIDS, and vaccines are safe and effective. In the real world of medical decision-making, each of these dogmas deserve scrutiny. Okay? So it's not just me, and it's not just Hannah, and it's not just all the good folks like Dr. Humphreys, and they've been screaming about the dangers of vaccines. Now we're seeing that it's become standard of care, and we're going to have to defend against it. I just can't see any other way. Or we're going to be in a huge battle with these physicians. Now, I have said that we like to stay away from their institutions, but I'm going to also tell you, if I broke a leg, if I was in a car accident, if I had a very, very severe burn, there are situations, particularly emergencies, where you really have no choice. I mean, you could actually be transported unconscious into a medical institution where there would be no choice. And there is a good chance in the emergency department they could save your life. But you will end up into these dilemmas because that's what they've done to the medical profession. Okay. We'll be back after this break, and we can take some callers who want to talk about the medical mess that we're living in.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm Al Whitney. Tonight we're talking on In Defense of Humanity. We're talking about patients' rights. And we brought up that wonderful documentary, which helps people understand what is happening, the pressure that's being put on our physicians right now, every day. And the documentary was The Truth About Vaccines. And if we want to stop a war between physicians and patients, we're going to have to be proactive, and we're going to have to seek out ways that we can protect ourselves and protect them. I have another relative who recently had some difficulty with his prostate and ended up getting a catheter and was put on medication, and the catheter was removed. And after the individual started the medication, which had side effects, of course, he discovered that there is a natural remedy for prostate issues called Saw, S-A-W, Palmetto, P-A-L-M-E-T-T-O. And he wanted to try that. So here's his dilemma. This is going to come up possibly in your life sometime. I'm not sure we can all avoid it. His dilemma is he wants to keep the relationship with the urologist, because should he ever have another situation where he needs intervention, like a catheter or something. He doesn't want to destroy the relationship with his urologist, but he wants to explore other ways of treating the problem. So, as with the patient with the cardiac issue, the cardiologist can order tests, the patient can't. So ideally, if you find yourself in that pickle, you don't want to destroy the relationship, but you want to reserve your rights. And when I read that, we had a sentence in there that was intentionally put in there. It said, I also reserve the right to seek a second opinion at any time. Now, a second opinion can be defined in many ways. We didn't define it as a second opinion from another MD. We just said a second opinion. I mean, you can always get another opinion. A second opinion could be from a naturopath or a homeopath or someone, an herbologist, or online reading what doctors who are involved with natural medicine are doing. I think it's important because we're stuck in this little box where they have the ability to do the tests, to do some of the procedures that we can't do that we might need, but we don't want to surrender this idea of informed consent. We want to be informed, and then we want to decide we're going to consent to the treatments or the medications that they prescribe. And we want to decide when and if we want to get another opinion. Now, it's going to be a delicate problem because a lot of physicians are arrogant. They've been taught that patients are stupid. I think this document might help change that conversation that you think you might be having with your physician saying, I'd like to have another option, one that you haven't offered. I'd like to look into other things and get back, report back to you. I can see how this could be a useful document because you're not insulting the man or woman and you're getting him off the hook because all you're doing is reserving your right for a second opinion and your right for informed consent or denial of consent. People don't get informed consent. The opposite of informed consent is informed denial of consent. So this is this is a conversation I was hoping more families would have as we look at what they've done to the field of medicine. And they put more and more pressure on the doctors to push, I mean, literally push dangerous drugs on their patients. And the doctors are uninformed of all the side effects. I talked to a couple of physicians and asked them, are you familiar with the side effects of these drugs that you're prescribing? And they said, well, a little bit. Well, not so much, folks. They can't differentiate very well between a symptom and a side effect. They haven't got the time. So we cannot relinquish, okay, our ability to inform ourselves and decide whether or not we want to consent or deny our consent. So let me give you a call-in number if anyone has any comments on this medical mess that we're all in right now. And that wonderful documentary really brought it to the forefront. You know, the pressure that's being put on the physicians when the patients are trying to say no, thank you. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. So this is an issue that's going to hit parents as parents try to protect their children from the vaccines. It's going to affect parents. I think you might have heard of some medical kidnapping incidents that have taken place where the hospital felt it had the right to kidnap the child and force chemotherapy on the child or force some kind of medical treatment on the child against the parent's will. That's where the condition precedent that we've talked about over and over on this show is really helpful, taking back ownership of your child. And if you're new to the show and you haven't heard about it, You can go to anticorruption.com, anticorruptionsociety.com, and look at the tabs at the top. And one of the tabs will be notice of condition precedent. And go ahead and process your notice, because in that notice, you are going to be informing the world that the state is not the parent of your child. Okay, you're rebutting the presumption, which is already in the system. Okay, I'm kind of ranting here. Let's take a call from Wisconsin. Judy, how are you tonight? Are you there? Is Judy there?
Hello, I'm here. Thank you for this program, Al.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yes, I had an experience. This is quite timely. I had to see my nurse practitioner, and of course, I've always refused the tests. And she was telling me that she was being pressured by the medical establishment about my cholesterol and everything. And I told her that I know about the test lipid counts are not accurate, and I didn't want to be involved with any medications and a diet that I know is not going to help me. And she already knows that I did do my homework.
Yeah.
But she's being pressured for other, and you hit on it perfectly. Of course, I can't iterate it too well. But I know exactly with this patient's declaration of rights what I need to do and send them a copy, retain a copy also myself.
Right. Correct.
And thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, because you're not going to battle with them. You're just reserving your right for informed consent and second opinion. And
exactly, because I'm concerned about now. I have structural problems, and I'm by myself, and she's starting to query me on who checks up on me.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
And I don't really have a need to have anybody check up on me.
Yes.
You know. And so this is another reason why what you've put out here, this information, is also very invaluable.
Well, thanks. I'm glad you appreciated it. It was inspired by, you know, real life experience in conflict with these institutions. And
wonderful.
Yeah, and we know what they're doing. We know they're going to push lipid tests and statins, which are dangerous drugs.
Exactly.
They have cardiac drugs, and I learned about one, amiodarone. You know, they push that one to help with people who have abnormal rhythm. And I'll tell you what, when you go online and you look that puppy up, this drug is lethal. So they're deciding that, in fact, this drug, amiodarone, the FDA warned that it has severe pulmonary toxic effects, okay, and severe liver effects, and it could make abnormal rhythms worse. That's what the FDA said about this drug in 2005. So when a doctor tells you, well, I think the benefits outweigh the risk, most of us would say, are you kidding me? I mean, I could die of pulmonary toxicity or liver failure, and you think it's a benefit to me?
Yeah, everybody needs to have this submitted to their regular health care. That's just that isn't what it is. It isn't health care at all, but they have to submit it to their primary care physician, have it in the office,
right,
and have one at home.
And if I could make a suggestion, just say, I want this to you to put this in my records, because I don't want to get in any debates or any disputes with you. I want to work with you.
Right.
And this is an evidence of how I want to work with you. You know, if they think it's going to be a war, they're less inclined to allow you to say, I'm reserving the right to deny treatment and tests, and I'm demanding the right to be fully informed, including all of the adverse reactions on vaccines. I think maybe this is long overdue. We got to do something because they're bullying people. I've seen them do it.
Absolute power corrupts absolutely. Yes, this is what they have. They want. They have this.
Right.
This power, and this is a wonderful leverage tool.
Well, I'm glad you like it. I'm going to post it. I'll post it on the program notes page, and I'll put it up there, or you can type up your own. I'll just have it there if anybody wants it. Feel free, you know?
Thank you so much, Al. And I want to thank you also. I got out of the voting. I voted one time in my life, and I got the information and put under my signature that which I was required to do. Uh-huh. And I want to thank you for all the information that you put out.
You're welcome. I'm glad
so
it's
helping.
So grateful
to you, dear. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. It'd be nice if it would help a few people because an awful lot of people need an awful lot of help. We got to help each other,
folks. Yes, and this is a war. I mean, it is. It's a war on words.
It is, and we've got to help each other because the money monsters aren't going to give us one bit of help. Okay.
For sure. Thank you, dear.
That's great. Okay. We have another caller from Texas. I keep hearing from Texas. I got to get down and visit that state. John, are you there?
Hi, Al.
Hi.
About a year ago in March, I had some heart problems, so I went to the hospital reluctantly. The last place I wanted to go, but I didn't have a choice. But they did help me out, and on the way out, this nurse comes up to me and she says, here, take this. And I'm leaving. I'm being discharged. And I said, what's this? And she said, it's a statin drug.
Ooh.
And I looked at her and I said, did you see my chart? And she just looked at me and I said, you know what my cholesterol is? My cholesterol has been 150 all my life. See, I had the heart problem I have is cardiomyopathy.
Right.
And I said, what do you do? Who ordered this? And then she said, the physician that's in charge of the floor.
Right.
And I said, I'm not taking that crap. And that was the end of that.
Well, it's probably in there, you know, and I heard it, a wonderful interview with a couple cardiologists, and that's what Big Pharma does. They want to get these things in protocol. So that there not even have to be a discussion. It's just considered standard orders for anyone with the following.
With your cholesterol at 150?
Well, see now, how would Big Pharma get around that? I'll tell you how they get around that. They'd attach it to the codes that define the diagnoses. So what they're going to do, and I heard these doctors say that's what they've done. If the diagnosis is a myocardial infarction, okay, then
I didn't have a heart attack.
I know, but we don't know how many heart conditions they coded that would.
Okay.
See what I'm saying? They're not thinking. They're just putting it in a computer.
I hear you.
And I'm so glad you were awake and aware, and you said no, thank you.
Oh, I've been this way for 20 plus years, but. Another quick story, if I may.
Okay.
Back in October, I brought my wife into the hospital. She banged up her face. And that's why I brought her in there, because her nose was bleeding and everything. And the nurse came in and says, you need to take this vaccine, Tdap.
Oh, no.
And to make a long story short, my wife said, yeah, okay. And to make a long story short, I used every expletive in the dictionary. I mean, I'm surprised they didn't call security. I mean, I mean, it was this and that, every expletive you can imagine.
Yes.
And my wife ended up not taking it. And then they started saying to me, we understand that there's a lot of controversy around vaccines. And then this other nurse started saying, well, it really is effective. And she was trying to convince me, and I looked right at her, and I said, you're talking to the wrong person. So that's what we need to do, Al. We need to stand up, and we need to tell these people to go pound sand.
Right. I agree. And a lot of people are intimidated, and there will be doctors who will say, if you're not going to do what I say, then you need to find another doctor. I know how to combat that
one.
Well, but the other thing is they can't just dump you. There is such a thing as called continuity of care. So if you want to go back at them, you say, well, I appreciate that, and I will start looking for another doctor, and I will let you know when I find one, because, of course, continuity of care requires that you continue to see me until I find your replacement. We do have some power here, people. We need to exert it politely if we can, because these guys, they are all indoctrinated. Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be back.
Thanks a lot, Al.
Thanks for calling in, John.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Of humanity, and we've been talking tonight about John Doe's Declaration of Patients' Rights. And we have another caller, and that is Ken from Long Island. I have a sister-in-law who lives on Long Island. Hi, Ken.
I'm in Texas. I think I have a solution for your problem. I have diabetes.
Hold on. Is this Ken from Long Island or
yes,
Ken from?
Yes, it is. I just said I'm not from Texas because you said you're getting so many.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No problem. That's okay. Go ahead, Ken.
I have a real medication here called Welchol, Welchol, and it does not appear to mess with your liver like all of the other ones do. The statins I've seen people get loopy on statins.
Oh no, statins are very, very dangerous. People need to look up that name I said, Dr. Hannah Yosef, Yosepeph, I believe it is. And listen to her, look at her website, listen to her interviews. Her husband was on statin drugs for many years, and all he did was get sicker and sicker and sicker. And they started investigating how they even approved statin drugs. It's a really interesting story, but it's just a reflection of how Big Pharma can get these really dangerous drugs approved. And then how they manipulate physicians into administering them. It's a must. If you have any kind of a heart issue, understanding the cholesterol statin issue is real important. You got to protect yourself.
And since I have some liver enzyme problems, which I think I got from the pill medications back in 1999 before I decided to go on insulin.
Okay.
That's why... Every once in a while, my cholesterol would go over 250. My doctor's pretty reasonable. He won't immediately, like, he'll just want to do it because to say, well, the good cholesterol and the bad one's out of balance, and I want you to take something for a while. He knows I won't take things permanently. I just let him know up front.
This week I was doing research, and I'm going to see if I can find it again. There is a guy, a cardiologist, Dr. Sinatra, who considers himself the premier alternative cardiologist.
I've heard of him.
You have heard of him?
A long time ago. I've heard of him on other radio shows.
Yeah,
I don't know that much about him, but because of the name.
I'm looking for it because he had a wonderful little guide about how to help people with heart disease, and I was reading it, and the first page... starts with, let me see if I can find it. His name is Dr. Steven Sinatra. And
yes.
I signed up for his little booklet that he has free online. And the first chapter is about the fallacy of cholesterol. And he goes on to say, you know, if you go to his website, the website is drsinatra.com. I was really impressed. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, good.
He says, from what I understand, the
cholesterol is a real problem when it oxidizes as opposed to just being present.
Okay.
I have something else about a vaccine, too, about a flu shot.
Okay, hang in there. We'll be back after this break.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's A-P-P-S-A-P-A-R-T.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.